Books on Tape presents Cage of Stars by Jacqueline Michard, read by Kate Mazur. How many stars in your bowl? How many shadows in your soul? D.H. Lawrence, The Stars Stand Still. Prologue. When I set out to find the killer, Scott Early, I didn't realize I was a foolish kid trying to stand in the great shoes of God. After it was all over, everyone asked why had I done such a thing. I didn't know how to explain. Everything had gotten all turned around and confused in my mind. It had once been so clear to me that there was a way and that I must walk in it. It seemed so obvious. Then, not so obvious. And then, it was too late. I opened the door that last morning, and there were the reporters, buzzing like a hatch of mosquitoes. They asked me, "Did you plan this all those years, Ronnie? How did you hold on to that anger for so long, Ronnie?" And I thought, how could anyone think that 4 years was a long time to hold on to anger, given what had happened to us? 4 years was a moment. People stay angry longer than that over someone stealing their boyfriend. With a few vivid exceptions, those 4 years, basically my whole life as a teenager, passed like a movie with the sound turned off. If those reporters had lived the way I lived, every day looking at that shed between the house and the barn, the shed Papa had been meaning to fix up for years before Becky and Ruthie died, to give Mama a better studio for her work, that sturdy old building with its gray paint beaten into powder by the